It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Maybe you from the 1970s, when the Los Angeles Rams was known as the Prison Force because of that defensive line. Or maybe you in the city of St. Louis, the gateway to the Midwest, where the greatest show on turf brought home the first ever Super Bowl championship. Or maybe you in the here and now, with the Rams back in LA, winners of Super Bowl 56. You can rock Eric Dickerson. You can rock Marshall Faulk, Isaiah Bruce, and Kurt Warner. Or maybe you rocking Cooper Kupp, Aaron Donald, and Matthew Stafford. It doesn't matter. But when it comes to this, it's all about the Los Angeles Rams. Horns up, Rams house. Time to talk Rams football.
Ladies and gentlemen, how y'all doing today? Sorry I took some time off. I ain't forget about y'all. Welcome to Ramley Talk here, and we're going to continue our season review. I didn't forget, you know, hey, we're almost done. We got this episode, got one more review, and then that'll be the end of season 5, and then we'll look forward to season 6. You know, we already got our first episode of season 6 out. If you didn't catch me doing the free agency of the Rams and saying goodbye to Cooper Kupp, but I didn't forget. A lot of things going on, but I'm here. And we're going to continue our season review with the final 4 weeks of the leg of the season. We have the 49ers, the Jets, the Cardinals, and the Seattle Seahawks on to talk about today and what took place in those games. And then the final review will be the playoff games that we had. And we'll dive into those hopefully next week or maybe the week after. We'll see how things go, how scheduling-wise is going and all that other stuff, because got some things going on. But we'll figure it out, okay? Nevertheless, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in to Ramley Talk. Thank you for subscribing to Ramley Talk. Thank y'all for the support throughout these 5 seasons of Ramley Talk. Very appreciative of it. Those of you who are new, thank you for tuning in for the first time. This is where we talk everything Los Angeles Rams on this podcast here, the team that I love and support the most in the NFL. If you want to know where you can find Ramley Talk at, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever else you get your podcasts at, whatever you listen to your podcasts at. If you want the video version of the show, go to the Playmakers Blob YouTube channel. You'll get every video of Ramley Talk thus far that I have done. So if you want to watch the video, but if you want the audio, wherever you listen to your favorite platform for podcasts is at, Ramley Talk is there. So subscribe to it, follow it, whatever the case may be. And just make sure you stay in tune with the Los Angeles Rams, the Playmaker style. All right. Now we got that out the way. Let's jump right into our review. Like I said, the 49ers, the Jets, the Cardinals, and the Seahawks. Going into this week, the Rams were 7-6. 7-6. Okay. Going to the final 4 weeks of the season. They are coming off the biggest win of the season, the best game of the season in the NFL, in my opinion, with the 44-42 win over the Buffalo Bills at SoFi Stadium. Hell of a game. Matthew Stafford, the offense was clicking on all cylinders. The MVP, Josh Allen, was doing his thing. And, man, that was the game of the year for me. And the game of the year for me in the NFL, game of the year for the Rams, because that was a big-time win that the Rams needed. Now you're 7-6. You're still alive for the NFC West title. But you got a short trip to San Francisco on a Thursday night. And San Fran's been beaten up. They've been doing stuff. They've been injured and all that stuff. But it's still San Francisco, and we're going to them. We're going to Santa Clara on a Thursday night on a short trip. We got to keep winning. We're trying to make the playoffs. We still alive for the division, I think at this point in time, the Cardinals are chasing us, along with the Seahawks are chasing us at this moment in time. We need a dub. We got to keep this world going. And, man, probably from the best game of the season to probably the most, I'll say the most ugly game of the season for the Rams, because Rams win 12-6, but man, nothing but field goals in this game. Not one touchdown happened in this game. All field goals. Josh Carter went 4-for-4 on field goals, which was good. Kept the 49ers out of the end zone, which is good, and we came out with the victory. What more can we say? But hey, it was an ugly game. That's for damn sure. It was an ugly game. 302 yards for the Rams, 191 yards for the 49ers. 49ers turned the ball over on the interception. Ugly game. We controlled the ball for almost 9 minutes, almost 10 minutes better than the 49ers, but we only could put up 12 points. A little cause of concern up in Rams Nation because, man, coming off that big-ass game that we had against the Buffalo Bills to come back and have a game like this is like, ugh. But, hey, we got the dub. We 8-6 on the season. We in the driver's seat in the NFC West at this moment in time. But now, this is late in the season. So we going from Santa Clara on the Thursday night. And here are the statistics. You know, neither quarterback threw for 200 yards. Stafford was at 160. Brock Purdy was at 142. Cameron Williams did get 100 yards rushing and stuff like that. Booker McCool almost got 100 yards receiving. It was a nugget of the game. But we go from Santa Clara on a Thursday night to the East Coast to play Aaron Rodgers in the New York Jets. This is a game that you don't know which way it can go. Because we're traveling to the East Coast. This is late December. You know it's cold as hell, especially in New York, New Jersey area. And we're going against Aaron Rodgers, a guy that we have a hard time beating these days in Green Bay, by the way. And we got to see him. Now, the Jets are struggling. They're coming in 4-10 at home against MetLife Stadium against the Rams, who is trying to keep their playoff hopes alive and their NFC West title hopes alive here. And what can I tell you? It was a nugget of game too, but we survived. 19-9-ish here. It's score. Rams 19, Jets 9. Rams moved to 9-6 on the season. You know, and it took a fourth quarter effort. Went into the fourth quarter down, not 6-9, 13 points in the fourth quarter, put that game away. 321 offense for the Jets, 242 for the Rams. Jets had two turnovers, Rams only had one. Jets controlled the ball for almost a good, you know, 4 minutes more than us. But we got it though. We beat the Aaron Rodgers-led Jets, who had Devontae Adams, by the way. Aaron Rodgers, 256 yards, passing one touchdown to Devontae Adams, who had 7 catches, 68 yards. The running game was held in check. Breece Hall only had 52 yards on 14 carries. Matthew Stafford, he didn't work in the cold, but 14 for 19, 110, one touchdown, one interception. He did. But the game was on Kerryon Williams in the defense. 23 carries, 121 yards, and a touchdown. Booker McCool had 56 yards for 7. But defense and Kerryon Williams led the way for the Rams. And as you can see, after giving up 42 points to the Buffalo Bills, you hold the 49ers on a short week to 6, and you hold the Jets to only 9. By the way, the reason why it's 9, because after Aaron Rodgers hit Devontae Adams for a touchdown, they missed the extra point. So that's why it was 9 instead of 10. Just in case y'all forgot. But hey, big win against Buffalo. We battled up with two ugly wins. 9-6. 9-6. We're right there. The NFC West is there for the taking. We're right there. 3-game winning streak. It's going good. It's going real good at this moment in time. You gotta love it. It's going very well right now. Okay? 9-6. In control of the division. 2 games to go. What's going to happen? Because the 2 games is the Cardinals and the Seahawks. Division rivalries. It's interesting. At this point in time in the season, the Cardinals was on the verge of being eliminated. And the Seahawks, they are trying to regain the control of the NFC West. 49ers are already eliminated. Cardinals on their verge of being eliminated. But hey, I say it on the verge. It means the game against the Cardinals is something important. So commercial break here. And when we come back, we're going to talk about that game because that game was very important.
Whether it's news, the largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant, weather, devastating tornadoes rip through the heart of the United States, inspiration, a breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy, and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network proudly presents The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday morning beginning April 29th at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying, but this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. Everything. Like Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Poppy J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts. Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man, Cool McCain, and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week, in an objective manner, and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care! Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets.
And welcome back to Rambly Talk as we continue our season review as we get ready to close out the regular season of our season review. Two games to go, both divisional games against the Cardinals and the Seahawks. But man, it come down to this, ladies and gentlemen. The Arizona Cardinals visit the Los Angeles Rams in week 17 on Saturday night. Here's the scenario. Rams must win. That is a must. Must beat the Cardinals. Rams can clinch the division with some help. But the first order of business is beat the Arizona Cardinals. And if we go already back to week 2 in Glendale, Arizona. The Cardinals whooped the Rams' ass. Whooped their ass. Okay? Whooped their ass so quickly, you ain't even want to watch the rest of the game. But this is time for the revenge. Third on a silver platter with a division crown, possibly in the Rams' grasp. How was Saturday night go? Another ugly game. But the Rams came out on top. Okay. 13-19 was the score. Rams jumped out to a 10-0 lead. Cardinals come back. Trade field goals in the fourth quarter. And then when you trade field goals in the fourth quarter, Rams come out with a 4-point victory. Ugly game. Yet again, third straight game that the defense has kept their opponent under 10. 49-6. New York Jets 9. The Cardinals 9. After they gave up 42 to the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, which is no shame in that, by the way. Ain't no shame in that. But the next three games, the defense has given up 9-9-6. Or that's what I say, 6-9-9. Arizona Cardinals 396 yards of total offense, two turnovers, I think, with one interception and one fumble. Rams 257 yards of offense, not a productive on the offensive end. Cardinals controlled the ball for 13, going on 14 minutes of ball possession, and they could not beat the Rams because of the defense. Defense stood tall when they needed to stand tall. And a lot quite often in this game, by the way. Chris Shull and that defense has been on a tear. For a team like the Cardinals to control the ball for almost 14 more minutes than the Rams. And they can only put up 9 points. That's a testament to the defense. Sean McVay and the offense, they don't look so good after they put up 42 on the Buffalo Bills, by the way. Been a road reversal. The Rams scored, let me think, 12 against the 49ers on Thursday night. You scored 19 against the Jets. Now you put up 13 against the Cardinals. Not looking good for the offensive side, but the defensive side is doing very well. And the Rams jump and move to 10-6 on the season. And then all of a sudden, that was a Sunday night game. If y'all remember correctly, I believe it was the Atlanta Falcons visiting the Washington Commanders. Reason why I bring that up, y'all don't remember, if the Commanders would have beaten the Falcons, Rams would clinch the division without having to play the Seattle Seahawks in Week 18. Well, ladies and gentlemen, as you look at the numbers here, 321 for Kyler Murray with a touchdown and 2 picks. Matthew Stafford, again, we're not going to 200 yards passing. But nevertheless, Jaden Daniels beat the Atlanta Falcons in overtime, thus giving the Rams the NFC West Division Championship. Started 1-4 on the season. To get to Week 17, beat the Cardinals, have certain teams win, including the Commanders over the Falcons, and the Los Angeles Rams are your 2024 NFC West Division champions. What a moment that was, and I did watch that game, and I was thoroughly happy. Division crown, another division title under Sean McVay. I believe this is fourth. Half the time he's been with the Rams, he has won the division. He has won the NFC West. I think every season except one, he has made the playoffs. Yeah, 2024 to the list. Great job by the team. Great job by that defense. Defense been on a tear, and the defense helped get the Rams the NFC West crown in Week 17. Which lays Week 18 to be not so desirable because we already clinched. No Matthew Stafford. No Puka Nacua. No Cooper Kupp. No Kerryon Williams. There's West Side guys. We already got the division crown. We're going to host a playoff game no matter if we're at 3 or 4. If we ain't catching 1 or 2. If we're the third seed, good. If we're the fourth seed, don't matter. We still hosting the playoff game as a division champion. So we play against Seattle. Contested game, Jimmy Garoppolo got the start. 30-25 win for the Seattle Seahawks Unfortunately for them, they saw their season in because they couldn't capture the last wild card spot. The Rams get to move on to the NFC wild card round and the playoffs. Gotta give it to Seattle. They had their starters playing. We did not, and they snuck out victorious. 336 yards of offense for the Seahawks, 403 for the Rams. The one turnover, I think, was an interception by Jimmy G. We controlled the ball for a little over 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Didn't really matter. As you see the numbers here, Geno Smith, 20 for 27, 223, four touchdowns. Charbonnet was the leading rusher with a 59 rushing yards for the Rams. Jimmy Garoppolo threw the ball a lot. 41 attempts, completed 27 of them, 334, two touchdowns and an interception. Ronnie Rose got the start. Blake Corum got the start. Got injured, broke his forearm, if I remember correctly. Hoping he's recovering very well this offseason. Ronnie Rose ended up getting most of the carries. Jordan Winston surprised people. Three catches for 86 yards. But we knew what it was. We were in. That's all that mattered. We were in. So Sean McVay was like, hey, man, let's go. That's West our players, man. We're in. No matter what, we got a home game coming up, and we're going to be rocking and rolling whatever the case may be. And then we finished the season 10-7 on the year. 3-1 in weeks 15 through 18 to close out the season. The Rams went 6-2 from week 10 to 18. 6-2 to win the NFC West and to win and to get into the playoffs. That is remarkable. Remember, we started off 1-4. 1-4, so that'd be 6-3. 1-4 going into our bye week after five games. 1-4 after week 5. Go on a 6-3 run. Win the NFC West. Get into the playoffs. The second half, that team made it happen. They made it happen, man. And you have to be proud of that team. That team made it happen. Okay, so we made it through. We are in the playoffs. And then so that will close out our regular season review. But we will talk about the playoff games to close out season 5 against Minnesota, against Philadelphia, to put a nice finishing touch to season 5 of Rambly Talk. I thank y'all for tuning in today. Thank y'all for watching again. Available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and wherever else you listen to your podcasts. So subscribe to Rambly Talk, man. If you love the Rams, you want to hear me talk about the Rams, if you're not a Rams fan, but you love how I talk about the Rams, subscribe, follow, keep up to date. And after we close out season 5 with the playoff games, we look forward to the NFL draft. That'll probably be the next episode for season 6. If you haven't catched the first episode of season 6, free agency, go ahead, check it out. That is up and running. Thank y'all for y'all support. Thank y'all for listening to the name. Share it out with your friends, man. Share it out. Share it out with other Rams fans. Share it out with other people, you know, because this is what I do. I love the Los Angeles Rams, and I'm going to keep talking about it as long as I can. So thank y'all. Y'all have a good one, and I'll talk to y'all.
Thank you for tuning in to Rambly Talk. Rambly Talk is sponsored by Fanatics, Lids, and Paramount Plus. Get your favorite sports apparel with Fanatics or Lids, and get great streaming service with Paramount Plus. If you want to donate to the program, you can donate to us via Cash App, $DPlaymakers. That is again, $DPlaymakers. And remember, you can follow and subscribe to Rambly Talk on all podcast directories, including Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And those of you who are on Apple, leave us a great review, leave comments on how you feel about Rambly Talk and the episode that you listen to. Tune in again next time for more Rambly Talk, hosted by The Playmaker.
Gör våren mer sinnfull.se.